You know what Abraham Lincoln said after a 6-day drunk? Jimenez said.
What?
Hawkins said. I freed who? They laughed in wheezing coughs. Hawkins took another hit off the joint, leaned back in the chair, and put his size 95 combat boots up on the table. Jimenez felt sorry for the table, and even sorrier for the chair.
Want some?
Hawkins said, offering up the joint.
No, Richter said. That shit makes me sleepy.
He was eating a massive burrito, napkin tucked into his collar, carnitas smeared all over his mouth. He was smoking between bites.
What a pig,
Jimenez thought. He took the joint, took a hit.
Do you know why General Santa Anna only brought 600 soldiers to the Alamo?
Hawkins said.
No, I don't. Because he only had 2 cars.
That afternoon, they'd driven out to Simi Valley, a commuter town, row upon row of tract houses surrounded by parched hills. There were a lot of baseball fields. Teams played at night because it was too damn hot in the daytime. Walzak owned an industrial park. There was a big for lease sign you could see from the freeway. Plastic bags blew across the empty parking lot like the urban tumbleweed. Pigeons peered down from the roof. They parked in the delivery bay and dragged Sneaky Pete out by his elbows. Hawkins had worked him over in the van. He liked doing that kind of shit. Jimenez didn't mind, but he didn't enjoy it. Hawk was the only person he'd ever met that was mad all the damn time. Richter was useless, never doing anything until he ran out of excuses. Sneaky Pete was limp and babbling when they dragged him up the stairs into a third-floor office. Nothing there but some cardboard boxes, overflowing waste baskets, and a few tables and chairs. Half the fluorescents were out, and tiles were missing from the ceiling, wires dangling down. They enhanced interrogated him, but he held out. Damn good for a private citizen. Better than a lot of professionals. Jimenez wished Slayer was here. You want to get somebody to talk? Put a big, black, snarling German shepherd 3 inches away from his dick. Motherfucker will pay you to confess. Jimenez had neon lines and floating rectangles in his head, but he took another hit anyway. His mouth was watering for one of those crazy munchies Hawkins liked to make. Hot Cheetos, Nutella popsicles, chocolate chip waffles with peanut butter and bacon. Hawkins liked to do shit like that, put stuff together. Once, they were home between tours. Jimenez watched him make cannabis oil to treat his mother's cancer symptoms.
First, you gotta wash it, Hawkins said.
He put a couple ounces of Primo weed in a bowl, poured in some benzene, and carefully rinsed and squeezed the leaves.
Extracts all the cannabinoids, he said.
Doesn't benzene mess you up? Jimenez said.
Cooks off, leaves no residue. You just gotta remember to have a fan on and not to smoke.
Hawkins put the liquid into a coffee filter and strained out the stems and debris. Then he poured what was left into a rice cooker and reduced it down to something that looked like axle grease with a reddish tint. He put the stuff in a double boiler and added some coconut oil.
Is that for flavor?
No, it homogenizes and activates the cannabinoids, Hawkins said, Jimenez wondering if Hawk knew what he was talking about.
It's a lot of damn trouble. Why don't you just give her a joint?
You can't control the dose. A gram of this stuff a day helps her out and doesn't make her high.
Still, it's a lot of damn trouble.
Hawk gave him that look that used to scare the shit out of the Iraqi prisoners and everybody else on the tier, too.
It's my mother,